Our next guest this morning is Deepak Raniyar, and he is the director of a film called The White Sun, and it will be premiering tonight at the International Mountain Film Festival at the Rio Theater. Deepak, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Safiya.
So, Deepak, tell us about the story of the film and what background is it based on?
It's a story about weight of Nepali past on the present. We had a decade-long civil war, and this is set in current day in 2015, where a Maoist soldier is coming back home to cremate his father, and after 10 years of his gap, when he was not in the village, was fighting against the regime. And his brother fought from the different side, from the army, as a government soldier. So it's his negotiation with community and his brother, while they need to take the body down to 3 hours to the river to cremate.
And Deepak, what inspired you to create this film?
I was a teenager when the war started in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, war went for 10 years and then...
into the issue of, what did that conflict really do to Nepal, to the people? There was so much displacement, the leadership became so fragile. So tell us more about that.
War is never wanted. No one wants the war, but war happened, and war did change a lot of things. We became a republic in 2006. We became a federal republic. We became a secular country. It used to be a Hindu kingdom. And gender dynamics did change, class dynamics were affected, but at the same time, a lot of politics did not change. Even now, we have a prime minister who acts like a king, we have a president who acts like a king, we have a communist government, but they are very far-right conservatives. So we still have political crisis going on, but were some way did good, some way, a lot of people were lost, a lot of capital or infrastructure were lost. And it's some very recent. A lot of my friends had died. A lot of other, it really closely happened. So we're very affected still current day.
Now, what relevance this film has, especially for the Indian audience? Because India is also facing witnessing Maoist insurgency in more than 200 districts. So what is the relevance of the film for the Indian audience?
I think relevance is every community that goes through war, a lot of people living in city, it's easy for them to say that war is bad and shouldn't have happened, these people shouldn't have existed. But war only happens if there is something that people are unhappy about. There is a discrimination between people, or people feel not treated with dignity. Those are the people that gets affected, right? Even in India, people who are fighting for so long years, there are people supporting the Maoists. That's why the Maoists exist. And for people tend to forget that, being in the city. Now you see Nepal, you talk to a lot of elite in Kathmandu would say that war was bad and war destroyed the country. But war didn't happen just because war, these people wanted to do the war, because it was unhappy for so long years. There was king ruling country for 240 years, trying to make one language, one religion, one nationality. That didn't work. People were very unhappy. Nepal is one of the country where you have 123 spoken languages even today.
Right.
A lot of ethnicity, a lot of people have a different. But in access, you had only one language access. Even in India, though, you have more languages, more ethnicity, more democracy is better in other sense. But there might be other problems the community is feeling.
Now, Nepal was the only country in the world that was official Hindu state.
Yeah.
And in India, there are attempts being made to turn the country into Hindu theocracy. So what difference you see in Nepal ever since it has been decided to keep Nepal secular?
We haven't felt secular yet, because it's secular in paper, but it still is a Hindu-dominating country. Which brings, we don't have radical Hindus like in India. I would say less. But it's president would only care about the Hindus and go to the Hindu temple, and it's still all the bureaucracy is very dominated by Hindus and ruling law.
Now, Deepak, tell us how it was filming in Nepal. Were there any challenges you faced? And, you know, tell us about the film industry in Nepal as well. Have you seen a change and a growth in that?
It has changed a lot in the last 6-7 years. My film, Highway, was the first film to do a major film festival in 2002. Since we had a couple of other films coming out, like my friend's film did Venice in 2015, Weizen did Venice in 2016. There are other films that screened here, Montreal, Toronto, and Berlin. So we've been doing good festivals, but even local industry is quite big. But it's for, like, does the films like Bollywood in the very song and dance format. Not realistic, but mostly like dreamy old, like escaping from the reality. So we make more than 100 films a year, but this kind of film is only like very limited. We don't have any like financial resources in Nepal for making a film like this. It's only private money, and it's very hard to tell private investors that you would make money back from doing the film like this. So we have to seek the finances outside the country. So financing is very difficult for a film like ours. And so we had a difficulty financing. Also, shooting is always problematic in Nepal because of, like, politics and things going around. We had planned to shoot in May. In April, we had a big earthquake.
Yes.
And the village were wiped out, so we could not shoot. And then we had to push for 6 months. And then we started in October, but we were again in the wrong time because we had this border blockade. Because, you know, like, we have only one open border with India, where we import everything, and border got blocked, and we had no cooking gas, no, like, fuel, and all lighting and cooking based on that. So we had a terrible time shooting it, so it went very over budget, long process of shooting. Shooting was a nightmare.
Now tell us the significance behind the title of the film, The White Sun.
I took the white sun from our flag. Our national flag has a white sun and the moon. And there was something that did not change after the war when the political negotiation happened. The flag remained the same. So when I was basing the film in 2015, when in the backdrop the Constitution Assembly was writing Constitution, I wanted something symbolic, and that's how title came in. So it was selected for last year, and we did quite a well campaign, and it was quite talked about, though we didn't make it to shortlist.
Okay.
But it was quite talked about, and we had, like, very good responses. It was nominated for Satellite Award, Best Foreign Language Film. We got award in different festivals. Won the best film in Singapore and Palm Springs. It was premiered in Toronto and Venice. So it did quite a bit of festival, like over 70 film festivals around the world.
And you'll be in Vancouver this evening because it will premiere here at the International Mountain Film Festival. And will you also be available to speak on the film as well?
Yeah, I'll introduce the film, and I will also question answer. We have a question answer after the film for about maybe 30 minutes or so. And if anyone is interested, we can continue the conversation outside.
All right, that sounds great. Well, Deepak, we want to thank you so much for joining us and talking about the film, and all the best for this evening, and hopefully we'll get to meet you soon.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you so much, Deepak.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
Bye.